Hello and welcome to Esposito, the Esper Genesis podcast. I once again am here, John, the guy that is the story. I am the story. And I'm welcoming you to this here episode in which it's probably the most tabletop roleplay game cliche heavy session I've ever played, because I, as the games master, make some terrible choices that will undoubtedly come back to haunt me. And the players, as the characters, make some awful choices that I wholeheartedly encourage and nudge along. And in general, it's a bit of a catastrophe. But we have fun, and I think that's all that's important. It doesn't matter if you have fun listening. We want that. We want you to enjoy yourselves. Now, I think I'm done. I hope you're all having a wonderful day, week, month, life, year. I mean, I don't know why my life came before year. It started out so snappy and pithy, but and then there was my laptop made a noise. I'm just going to leave it here. Enjoy the episode, and enjoy spring. Peace out.
Give me yeet or give me death.
So, I get, is our next step the quartermaster?
We just yeet our way down to the quarter. No, I'm just not.
Connotations now. Like every time you say the word yeet, it's gonna be different for me.
You're gonna wonder. Did he do it? Did the absolute madman do it?
Wouldn't put it past you. But you will. No, I don't know whether that works.
All right. So you guys are going to go and get tooled up. I am going to skip some walking through the ship and just say you arrive at the quartermaster's.
How did we get there?
Walking.
Hey, I assume we walked.
So, quick question.
There was an escalator.
Quick question. So he's paying for everything, right, that we're tooling up with? But and he also gave us 8K cubels.
He gave us 9, I think. I think
9 actually in total.
9.
You barred him up to 8, and then Aaron sold him, I don't know, some other tchotchkes.
So 2250 each.
2250.
Oh shit!
Nice. Good times. Get my calculator out.
I've just spilled beer all over my keyboard.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought genuinely just forgot he'd given us money.
Yeah, I do have
bags. Was that 2250?
2250. I have absolute bags. We're going shopping.
Shopping.
See, the thing is, John didn't actually give us stuff to do the ship up, or we don't know which ship we're using, right? So there could be an Infinity Core one knocking about. Is there ship disguise in Esper Genesis?
I think there's just the stealth stuff.
I mean, we can paint it.
Yeah. It has stealth stuff already, but it is Infinity Core stealth stuff, so whether they can see their own stealth.
Stealth is stealth, surely, isn't it?
Well, no, I guess there's visible stealth, and then there's radar stealth, and then there's some third kind of stealth.
Yes.
The secret stealth. They don't tell anyone about.
Yeah, yeah. Like, or sonar. Like, there's different kind of stealth.
I'm assuming radar and sonar are the only two things that don't work in space.
I'm guessing radar doesn't.
Oh, definitely doesn't.
Sonar.
That's sound waves, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, you could possibly, like, I don't know, like, modify, like, a similar radar system with things like half-lives or something like that, like, pinging shit.
Just bust out radiation just into the void.
I am not a fucking...
Drop a microwave to the side of the ship.
Fire microwaves and shit and wait for them to ping back.
Take some cancer, universe.
There's other kinds of radiation.
It is just a swamp of cancer.
That's why we don't go there no more. For the cancer. It's space.
Honestly, I just don't understand the Esper Genesis fucking pricing structure. This, a creature that drinks this must make a DC 10, so really low. DC 10 constitution throw or take 1d4 poison damage and is poisoned for a minute. That's a grand.
What?
It's 1,000 gold.
This is why no one poisons anyone anymore.
It's 1,000 credits for something that does a d4 of damage and it gives disadvantage.
Probably won't.
What does it say in the...
Yeah, it probably won't because it's DC 10. Hmm.
The pre-made adventures or whatever, does it say, like, maybe it's just a different, you give out more cubels, like inflation or something, I don't know.
Well, no, because it's not like everything's expensive. Some things are really fucking cheap.
I'm pretty sure you can buy a fighter for 8,000.
Yeah.
So 8 poisons will get you a fighter. That's madness.
And, like, for example, like, one of the grenades that John posted before is a grand for, like, what, is it 2d6 damage?
Yeah, I can do that with my sword.
Yeah, what the Lucent grenades do?
Yeah. Sonic grenade, 2d6 thunder damage, a grand.
My sword does 2d8. And it was free.
I mean, I love the game, but the pricing given in these books is fucking so wildly erratic.
Like, I would probably add in some additional effects for some of these. Like Sonic, even to the deafened. I don't know what that's going to do, but they're deafened.
Like, if everything was more expensive or everything was cheap, that would be fine. It's just, it's like I said before, that reflexive bracer shield is fucking brilliant for 100 gold.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting one of those.
I think we're all getting one of those.
I don't need it. I dual wield and I'm going to get one of them. And that Vanguard armor for 4 grand, whereas in 5e, the equivalent is 400.
Yeah.
It's just wildly erratic.
Yeah, there's no way I'm getting 4 grand's worth of armor where I can. It only gives me +1 to AC if I use it.
I think with the armor, though, it makes slightly more sense as a balancing thing because it's a case of most of the weapons in this are dex based because they're firearms. Yeah. So dexterity is a lot more valuable a stat than in like 5e D&D.
But for example, a military jacket, which is 13, one less armor class, is 500 with no disadvantage to stealth. So you're paying 3.5 grand for 1 AC there.
Yeah, fair enough.
I do get what you mean. Like, I think most people are going to be more dex-based in this because of the firearms. That's a really good point.
Most people haven't been given just a blank check for equipment.
Hmm.
I'd be worried that I should regret that, but honestly, I don't care.
Oh, you will.
No. Me not caring about that should make you worry more. Really. Like, if we're being honest.
I mean, yeah, that sonic grenade is only 2d6, but if we've got unlimited sonic grenades...
There's still a limit on the number that you can buy and carry.
Reboot could, like, set up a little sonic trap.
Also, just in terms of action economy... You can do more damage than that in a turn.
No, but if we bought like 20 sonic grenades and then reboot, like strapped them together as some kind of like bomb.
Oh, nice.
And then ran in.
I'm still going to put a limit on the number of things you can buy.
That's fair.
It's a quartermaster, it's not a replicator. Jeez, guys.
But John, what are Lucent grenades and what do they do?
Lucent means glowing, doesn't it?
Like fairy fire grenades.
Yeah, maybe they're like a flashbang, I'm guessing.
It will say in the thing. Lucent grenade deals no damage, instead flaring with an intense glow, bright light in a 20-foot radius and dim light in a 15-foot radius. The glow lasts for 1 minute. If the target is a creature, it must make a DC 15 con save or become blinded for 1 minute. The creature can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns, ending the effect on itself.
So blinding everything in 20 foot, that's actually not bad.
That is pretty solid, to be fair.
That's actually way handier than doing...
15 con save is pretty good.
Yeah, that's way better.
I might go for a couple of those, especially if we're cracking into Infinity Core. I might not want to go lethal.
So I'll add in some other things. So cryo, unleashes a burst of freezing cold. In addition to the damage, each target that fails the saving throw can't take any bonus actions or reactions until the end of your next turn. Gravitic, in addition to the wave of crushing damage, each target that fails their save versus the grenade is incapacitated until the end of their next turn. So that just removes their turn. Smoke deals no damage. Thick cloud of smoke in a 20-foot sphere. The area is heavily obscured. It lasts for a minute or until a wind of moderate or greater speed disperses it. Sonic, in addition to damage, each target that fails their saving throw is deafened and stunned until the end of their next turn.
Cool.
So 2d6 thunder damage and stunned is pretty good.
Yeah. Like, the grenades are pretty tasty, all of them.
Just don't buy any of the poison ampoules.
Poison grenades.
So what have we got to spend then? Like, everything.
Kind of a blank check. I will make it within reason. Like, I'm not going to let you buy literally everything you can.
Well, Dumas will have an infiltration suit and whatever ammo you can give him.
I'm getting a grenade launcher and I don't care what any of you have to say about
it. Oh, no.
Epic!
One at a time. Do maths first. Infiltration suit, yes.
Fucking bang him.
And what about ammo, did you say?
Just whatever you can give him.
Roll for it.
Yeah, to be fair, I kind of want to make you roll for it.
Oh, here we go. Not again.
Hang on. I'm just going to make myself... I'm going to do something that I fucking love doing. Shut up, I'm not a nerd. I'm a nerd.
Nerd alert.
Alert nerd.
Oh, and I'll have one of those responsive braces if you've got one.
Yeah, you can get a responsive bracer. Oh, I've unplugged your keyboard, that's why it's not working.
That will do it.
I'm hoping that's why it's not working and not the copious amount of beer I spilled on it. Everything's very sticky, I'm very unhappy.
Did someone shout yeet?
Yeah.
No, if I get one of those protective braces, then I can't cast protection field on myself. To receive the benefit, you cannot be wearing any armor or other protective gear. That sucks.
But no crash helmets either or anything like that.
Yeah, not being funny, I'm probably never going to use that. I just thought they're cheap, so fuck it. Good to have one on.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Is it? It might not be.
Kind of hilarious.
Oh, to be fair, it's still got beer in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's fucked.
Yeah, you keep us drunk.
I'm pretty sure it's fucked. All right, Tom, roll a d6.
It's a 5.
All right, you can get 5 plus 1 bullets, 2 plus 2 bullets, and an incendiary bullet.
What about those overload bullets?
Oh, they are separate. You'd have to buy them specifically.
Oh, okay.
But given that I've just remembered you have a blank check, you can get 2 of them.
Cool. How many incendiaries was it?
The one.
One, yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. I mean, I guess that's Christmas for me, so next person.
Yep, next up.
Yeah, so the Vanguard, the reason it's so expensive is because there's no disadvantage to stealth. How would the blank check feel about the medium armor Vanguard?
Yeah. It's a blank check.
Boomtown. Can I also get the talent forging slot expansion?
Yes.
And do they? Can I get as many of those as possible?
No, you can only get one.
All right, I will get one of those.
Can I get one?
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's a blank check.
And also a responsive bracer would be good as well. Just
you can get a responsive bracer, but you already have the portable shield, and they don't stack.
I've got the portable shield. That's I don't think Mike has.
Right, yes. Okay. Yes, then you can.
Excellent. And then we'll talk about kind of shippy things at a different time when we figure out what ship we're using, I suppose. But I think that's probably me.
Yeah, with the blank check, can we have one of the heavy freighters for 60,000 units?
You'd need to be able to buy it from someone, so no.
Well, it's worth it. Well, you don't ask, you don't get. Shy boys get no pies.
That's probably true.
Rebook? What do you fancy?
Possibly the Vanguard as well, unless there's like a plus one infiltration suit lying around somewhere.
No, they've got fairly basic equipment. Apart from ammunition, they've got basic equipment.
It's worth an act. Is there another of those Vanguard suits?
There will be, yeah. It is a large fleet.
Fabulous, yeah. Go for one of those. Can I get a refill on the trauma pack? Which was the kind of med kit that does like a 1d4 plus 4.
Oh, the healing ampule thing.
Yeah, yeah. I've got 2 out of 5 uses left. I think I've calculated that right.
Yeah, I'd say you can get a refill on that.
Cool. It's not really much else, apart from, I guess, maybe some bullets.
Roll a d6.
That's a 4.
Okay. You can get 3 overload bullets.
Nice.
And 2 plus 1 bullets.
Excellent. Cool, cool, cool.
Who's next?
I don't mind going next. I warn you, I'm going to get crazy with it because I think you guys have been disturbingly conservative with this blank check. I'm going to go fucking wild.
It is surprising.
Can I just say, John, before I start, are we treating anything that's in the core book as it's fairly easy to get hold of?
Oh, he's found a loophole. What's he found? He's going to buy a tuba, isn't he? On page 142, you can get a tuba for 400 credits.
In the list of things that I've sent you, yes.
Oh, no, I mean in this bad boy.
It depends what it is.
All right. Cool.
I think it makes sense for a military vessel to have it.
Okay, fair enough. So, here's what I'm going to get. First things first, I think you know what I'm going for. It's got to be your old friend, the grenade launcher. It's going to happen.
All right.
So I've got a grenade launcher now.
You can buy a drum kit for 60 credits.
I have a grenade launcher.
I will allow that.
Okay. So I would then like to buy 10 fragmentation grenades.
10 is going to be a bit of a push. Roll a d10.
Hang on. I want you to see this, John. That's what I rolled.
I can't see it.
That's a 10.
It's like a 10 to me, yeah.
Fuck you. You get 10 fragmentation grenades.
Yeah, boy! Okay.
We're all going to die.
So, yeah, you are. And
what type of grenades next?
Oh, I think... Don't worry. We're getting a lot of grenades, guys. So that's 10 frag grenades. I'm going to be a bit more conservative this time and go for 5 EMPs.
Roll a d4.
That was a 2.
You get 2 EMPs.
Oh. 2 EMPs.
It's going to be a d4 for the rest of them, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm going to go for some stun. I've got 1 stun grenade left, but I'm going to see if there's any more. That's a 3. So I now have 4 stun grenades now. Not going to go for the gas. Not going to go for the fire. Because, you know, war crimes. Going to see about that cryo, though.
Yeah.
That's a 2 cryo.
I'm really regretting this blank check.
Yeah, I thought you
would. I told you I'd make you.
No, well, the thing is, I'm kind of regretting it, but I'm not fully.
Gravitic. 1 gravitic grenade. Lucent. That's 2. And then I'm going to go for some smoke as well. And that's 4. Right. Now I'm going to get onto the really crazy shit.
Oh, God.
So. No, this isn't the crazy shit. This is just fairly run-of-the-mill stuff. So I would like to get some antitoxin.
Wait. Does it get crazier after this?
No.
I've got some further requests, John.
So, I'd like to get some antitoxin.
Yeah.
I would also like to get a healing ampule.
Treat yourself.
I'd like to buy some explosive charges as well.
Why? Every time. Yes, you can buy some explosive charges.
How many am I allowed to buy?
You can buy three, maximum three.
Three explosive charges. Cool.
That's one for each of us, guys.
Kick ass. I'd also like to get some more monofilament wire, because that was really helpful last time.
Yep.
I'd also like to get a motion sensor.
That was literally on my the thing.
Oh, you're getting motion sensor. Okay, no worries, no worries. So in that
really
case...
The next thing I was going to ask for.
Yeah, I was eyeing that up as well.
In that case, what I'd like to get is a sensory jammer.
Can I just point out, though, that you're called Hood, and the motion tracker from Aliens was used by Hudson. That's fucking fit. I've just had Hicks, well, Hudson, use your motion trackers.
It's like poetry, it rhymes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going for the motion tracker, then I'd like to get the sensory jammer.
Just to fuck with you.
Yeah, just no.
No.
What does sensory jammer do?
This device counteracts the effect of any electronic motion sensor within 50 feet. The jamming signal can be detected with a successful DC-14 intelligence computers check. This device has no effect on detection-based Esper talents or techniques.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Sensory jammer.
Can I add the motion tracker as well?
I assume that detects motion.
It does.
I'd also like to buy some magnetic boots. Because why the fuck wouldn't I?
Can I get a pair of those as well?
Yes. With a number of grenades, I'd say advisable.
And I would also like to... This is where I'm kind of getting a little crazy. Is it possible for me to buy a jetpack?
No, they wouldn't have a jetpack on the ship.
All right, then. Second request, because it's in the book, can I buy a jet ski?
No, again, they wouldn't have it.
No, because I'm thinking it's a big ship, the endless role of capitalism has led to some hyper-privatized elements of the military-industrial complex, and maybe there is just a section of this ship, you know, it being a living, breathing thing where it's kind of, there's a competition and it's, you know, you put your name in and you could win your very own jet ski, and I want to buy that jet ski.
No.
Well, I tried, boys.
There's two more things I would like, John.
Go.
I want a long coat and a briefcase.
100% yes. Absolutely. I don't care why or what for. Yes.
Wait. Sorry. So this long coat, is it dwarven sized or is it like long coat for a...
No, it comes as a long coat for a human and you're going to have to just sort of get it tailored or cut down.
I'll get this adjusted. It's a little tight around the chest.
Oh, yeah, they'll be able to get it adjusted.
Oh, Mike, I'm so glad you're here. I can just read your face.
Oh, dear. A Lord of the Rings reference will always get me.
I just want the briefcase just for my mind's eye.
Oh, wait. I've just seen these. I want to buy some night vision goggles.
Fine.
Yeah!
What DMing is this?
Whatever, take what you want.
Yeah,
this is the browbeaten and broken parent school of DMing.
I think you're misunderstanding. This is the DM that's letting you buy the stupid shit you want to buy because you think it'll come in handy. But it's not going to help you.
That briefcase is going to save the fucking day.
Honest to goodness, I'm not going to say it.
Can I buy 5 propane torches and attach them each to my fingers so I've got some...
Buy all the propane torches you can and we can make our own jetpack.
No.
No. I want one propane torch on each finger so I've got some, like infernal Freddy Krueger hand.
I mean, love the image, but no.
Are you sure? Because I'm a scientist, you see. I've got proficiency in chemistry and propane's things.
No.
He doesn't know much about chemistry. He doesn't know much about biology, but he will buy propane and propane accessories.
I know how to use chemistry tools, Smith's tools, infiltration tools, and gunsmith tools. I think that's enough to make myself a death glove of fire.
Yeah, but you can't buy the propane torches.
That is bullshit. It's got an engineering deck. They have fucking propane torches.
Yeah, but they're using them all, all right?
We're using everyone.
I just assume that you'll allow me to have magnetic boots as well.
Yeah, okay? You're going to have magnetic boots.
Can I get some healing amps and maybe some first aid kits? Because we're going to need them.
Yeah, med kits as well. I was looking at that. How many med kits can me and Reboot take?
Between, you can have two each.
Can I have a blanket for 20 gold?
Yeah, sure.
I fold it up and put it in the briefcase.
It's a blanket's so expensive, man.
I know, but it's really comfortable. Fucking cotton.
Why are you buying this though? It's on credit, yo.
That goes in my briefcase for picnics and shit. Picnics.
I stole my picnic basket.
What does a healing ampule do?
Healing amp's a first aid potion, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of those are you allowed?
You can get two of them as well.
Oh yeah.
Can I have a grapple gun?
You can't have a grapple gun, no.
That's fine.
Why would any military really have one?
I can do that shit with magic.
And to be fair, we've used grapple guns to save our asses far too many times in the past. So.
On page 139, can I have a sealed bag?
You know, my favourite thing about this is that John said before this session, I hate shopping in D&D. And he's just given us a blank fucking check to do as much shopping as humanly possible.
To buy all of the most mundane shit our hearts have ever desired. Like, I would like to buy a blanket and a sealed bag, please.
A sealed bag, John.
Welcome to the endless ocean of adventure that is our minds.
What, so you can carry 3 gallons of liquid?
I wanted to just know what was in it, but...
No,
it's just a sealed bag.
It's just going to be an empty bag.
Bullshit. Who would seal a bag with nothing in it?
No,
someone who's selling a sealed bag, man.
If someone has sealed that bag, there is something in it, and I want to know what.
It's
what
not a mystery.
Why buy a sealed bag, and it's just a bag that could potentially contain 3 gallons of liquid or half
John,
a cube.
John, I demand you roll a D100 to tell me what is inside that bag.
You got a sealed bag. You know what?
I'm going to do it, Tom. I'm going to roll a D100 and tell you what's in that bag.
It's going to be a fucking space shark, isn't it? Like, straight into my face.
Anthrax. Oh, no. Just a bag full of anthrax.
Turns out it's nothing.
Bullshit. Okay. What else?
The military quartermaster is not in the habit of selling mystery bags.
Well, why would he have them in the list then?
Yes, to be fair, it's poorly named. It should be sealable bags.
Yeah, but it's not a sealable
bag. Take note, Alligator Alley.
There is a sealed bag on this list, and I want to know what's inside.
It's either 3 gallons of liquid or half a cubic foot of solid. Oh, that's God. What's inside.
Yeah, but what liquid is it? Is it water? Is it? Is it mercury? Who knows?
I mean, it could be solid as well. Don't mess with that.
You picked the wrong bag. You got the bag with nothing in it, so...
Oh, balls.
You fool.
Can I have a thermos?
Of air.
Can I have a thermos? It'll go with my blanket.
I wouldn't, because that's sealed too, Tom.
It'll go in my blanket and my briefcase to complete this kick extravaganza.
You can just go in train spotting while the rest of us are trying to save the galaxy.
You get a thermos that is empty. You can fill it with whatever you want.
Is the propane around?
Quicksilver.
Not loose, no.
I would like some loose propane to put in my sealed bag. I also have a briefcase if you'll allow me to put it in.
Can I have a bottle of perfume?
Just fill her up with propane, please, sir. I have a blank check. All the loose propane you have.
Just stick it in my pocket.
Put it in my eyes. I want the propane.
Let me taste that sweet nectar.
Sir, please stop drinking all the propane. You fool, you left it loose.
This, by the way, what is you... the hating shopping is just letting you buy what the fuck you want.
So that's poor choices. I have a technical question, John. It's very serious.
Oh, God.
I do actually have a portable shield device. And you said that didn't Everyone stack. Knows. Oh, you said that didn't stack with the... Oh, no, that's different to a portable shield.
Yeah, portable shield device is basically a defense against high-velocity rounds. We have, historically, just ignored that shit because it's boring.
But Reboot has a...
I've got a portable barrier.
You've got a portable shield. That's portable different.
Portable barrier.
So I don't need to worry about that. Fine. Got some good AC now without having to cast spells.
It will stack with that.
Good. And if I cast barrier as well, pretty good AC. Be afraid.
No.
Are we all going to die? Is that the end of this campaign? Is that why you're saying this? I don't... I'm done on the shopping front.
I think I'm done, but blank check. No, I'm done.
After the jet ski, I'm guessing that they don't have any yachts.
No. You go to ask for a yacht, but you can see he's just selling his last yacht.
Oh, Rebook, do you want a micro tool set that might actually be fucking useful?
Do I have a micro tool set? Hold on a second. I mean, it's free, so I can have two. Because, you know, when you buy like a set of screwdrivers and you lose one, so you buy another set of screwdrivers.
Yeah,
why not? Micro tool set.
Sure.
And I'll have a bottle of perfume.
They don't have that.
Ooh, do they have any special types of booze?
No. The military quartermasters.
But they do have blankets, so stock up. And thermoses. Actually,
one last thing. Could I get a pack attachment? So, because it reduces the weight of items carried by half.
Oh, shit.
You can, yes.
Pack attachment, baby.
Think of how many grenades you can carry now.
Yeah.
They're not going to sell you anymore. They need to maintain a stock within...
They're just incredibly worried about the man who is now laden with explosives.
You will notice, however, once you leave this quartermaster's, there is going to be a fairly heavy escort. That's not a joke, guys. You're going to be heavily escorted around the ship right now. You are very well armed.
I've got a thermos.
To be fair, HUD is just going to slowly and quietly load this grenade launcher. I'm assuming it's sort of like got a revolver-like chamber. So you have to like load each one by hand. And it's just muttering to himself.
I want to say it does.
And he's just muttering to himself, just seven.
I want you to decide how many of each type of grenade you're putting into it. So you can roll a D6 every... No, you can just launch whatever grenade you want.
Well, yeah, the way I was thinking it works is it's double actions. You've got the revolving chamber that you load the grenades into, and then firing it rotates the chamber, and then you can fire the next round. But it'd have a pump on it as well, so that'd cycle the chamber like without firing it. If you wanted to like put in different rounds, and then you could choose your grenade.
I'm assuming in the far-flung future there's some, like, dread shit here, so you can just say high explosive.
Double whammy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'll allow it. You can choose the round.
That'd be cool. But how many can it hold? It just has the reload property, and I've got that feat that basically says, no, fuck the reload property, but how many grenades can it hold?
18.
If it says fuck the reload property, then...
You've just got a barrel of grenades coming off you, the backpack.
Just a bag. Just pouring a sack full of grenades into this grenade launcher.
I'm imagining like a sort of massive bandolier.
It can hold six, but you are that well versed with using this type of weaponry that you can just reload it without a thought. So
cool.
Can I get a digital game device?
Yes, 100%.
I feel like Reboot's never played a Game Boy before.
Yeah, you do, but it doesn't come with any extra games. You've just got Pokemon.
That's absolutely fine, John.
That's all you need.
Exactly what I was going to ask for.
Oh, no, it also has Sonic installed, but it's really fucking disappointing.
Sounds like Sonic.
Right. So, you've been shopping.
Giving you an aneurysm.
Like, I've given you a lot of shit, but you got a lot to do. So, what's your plan and what are you doing right now?
I guess we're going to look and see if they've captured an Infinity Core ship, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to go speak to Pax again, I think, and see what they've got in the realms of ships. Because, I mean, we could take the Golden Rose, but we'll probably get pulled over.
Please step out of the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. It was literally fired on, what, a couple of hours ago? They probably know that ship really well. This is the player player talking, not the player character, because you're going to be hard pushed to get Dora away from the Golden Rose. Just a bit of a proviso. Also, Dora has a disguise kit as well, so she can disguise somebody else and also disguise herself with alter appearance. If we wanted to do the whole Infinity Core infiltration thing.
Cool. Because that's what we decided. We're going to at least try to infiltrate first.
Yeah.
So you guys make your way back to PAX, unless you want to discuss anything first.
Hey, Hood, mate. That looks like a pretty nice grenade launcher there. I mean, what are you planning on doing with that?
You know, firing grenades, shooting grenades, sending grenades downrange.
You understand that, like, firing a grenade launcher in a ship could be a bit of an issue.
That's why I got these magnetic boots.
Same. And I clip them together like Dorothy.
And then you get stuck to the floor.
I'm stuck to the floor for hours. Please wait for me. Please wait. I don't know how these bloody things work.
Dumas runs back to the store to see if they've got any more magnetic boots.
Oh, they've just shut.
Oh.
At least we've got that.
It was nice knowing you, lads. Oh, this is going to be fucking glorious.
All we need is a microfilament wire and a fire extinguisher, and we're sorted. Oh, did we buy a fire extinguisher?
No.
Bollocks. We just tried to get propane.
You've got a briefcase full of propane, though. No, you don't.
And a pocket full of dreams.
Oh, no, the pocket's also full of propane.
I got a briefcase full of propane and a pocket full of propane and a heart full of propane. I'm covered in propane.
And a pocket full of dreams.
And I've got a match in my right hand. You guys make your way back to PAX, and he kind of looks you all up and down and says, "You guys look tooled up." And then he looks at you in particular, Hud, and says, you might die.
Hud just gives him a really manic grin and then just pumps the grenade launcher.
Please help, not inside.
Okay. So, you've spoken to my friend. What's your plan?
Guys, do you want to turn the plan?
So, effectively, we want to infiltrate the Infinity Core, basically where we've just come from and where we got fired upon from, and we punched one of their commanders. We want to go back there, save your friend Korchev, who apparently has been taken over by some kind of like demon squid from another dimension. To do that, we want to like take, if you have an Infinity Core ship that you may have commandeered at some point, I don't know what you have, dress up like Infinity Core personnel, go in there and try and save your friend or lover. I don't know.
Well, that was on the nose.
I was going to say.
Very perceptive.
Okay. Neither here nor there. Our relationship is on a need-to-know basis.
If you were on Facebook, would it say it's complicated?
Facebook is a dark chapter in the galaxy universe. I would rather not discuss that. It's a little.
Guys, everyone's on Spacebook now.
The F is silent.
Facebook was an even darker chapter. It was.
It's fine. Everyone's now on MySpace.
Zuckerberg really Zuckerberged the universe. Cambridge Analytica ran the galaxy for a long time. It was dark, dark days. We don't have any Infinity Core ships. And we can't commit the Conclave to an all-out attack. That would be, even by my standards, pretty fucking dumb. We can do something dumber.
Which would be?
Well, I literally can't authorize an attack from the Conclave. The dumber thing I can do, which is, we could just sort of launch you like torpedoes.
Fucking boy.
Now, it's really fucking dumb. It's dumb. You guys could just, if you could find some evidence, then, to be fair, this is the only way to find evidence. If you could find evidence of the Infinity Core being compromised, then I could launch the entire Conclave fleet into an all-out offensive. Support you in however you want, but I mean, there's other ways. We don't need to just, like, stick you into a torpedo tube and shoot you. We could,
say no more.
Fly a ship over, but honestly, I don't know how he'd get there.
That's the one. No, that's the wrong character.
Ducky in space.
That's the worst idea.
Where did this like weird bat-like creature come from?
That's the worst idea I've ever heard, guys. I mean, seriously, I've done some ridiculous shit in my time, but I
well, now, Ducky, calm down. Let's hear him out.
No, the universe is bleeding together.
That's what I'm bleeding. The dimensions, the squid is working.
I'll go back to cleaning the floors in here. You do what you need to do, and I'll go back in this. But bye. Okay, see you later, guys. Bye. I'm inclined to agree with whatever the fuck that little lizard thing were, and say that's the most ridiculous plan I've ever heard.
I love it.
Well, of course, you fucking love it.
To me, it
Operation
sounds like
Enduring Torpedo is go.
To me, it sounds like the Pax of Legends.
Do we have an alternative? Which is the safer suicide mission?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say that the alternative plan would just be shoot ourselves in the head, and then we'd save at least, 20 minutes of flying time?
Well, I mean, you could just use a stealth drive and fly over there and hope that they don't see you. That's fine.
We haven't got a stealth drive.
We have on the ropes, but it is an Infinity Core stealth drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have a stealth drive.
Do you have any upgrades that you can supply us with from the Promethean fleet, or maybe your comrades over in the Valner, or Kesh, anything like that?
Extra armor, something like that.
Have you have any similar experience in using stealth drive in a similar situation where you've boarded an enemy ship or using stealth technology to try and save the day?
I do. Luckily for me, the engine room of the ship I was boarding happened to be right next to where I docked.
It's convenient.
It sounds like a bit of a design flaw to me.
No, it definitely sounds like a flaw in the design.
What are the odds?
Where's that little lizard guy who just came in? He seemed fun.
Similar to a torpedo launch, you could launch the ship very quickly in the direction of wherever you're going and shut down your engines and try and glide in.
Now, I've not been a captain for a while, and I'm now a captain again. Do you know how velocity works in space? Don't mean to offend you or anything.
No, I do. You would need to, within a certain range, fire engines in a backward momentum to slow your velocity down.
Would that not be picked up on some kind of radar, though? And then we'd be...
The thing is, yes, maybe. Possibly. It depends on how good your pilot is and how close you are to the ship. There's a chance that they pick you up, but they may just see you as space debris or one of their fighters. They may not know exactly who you are. It's hard to say. I was a pilot once myself, and a damn good pilot. Better than Korchev. Don't listen to him. It's possible.
So we fire so quickly, shut off the engines, and then reverse thrusters as soon as we get to the Sao Paulo, just in time to not crash into the Sao Paulo, and then float into the hangar bay?
Personally, I prefer Operation Torpedo.
I also wouldn't advise the hangar bay, because literally everyone in the hangar bay would see you. You need to go for a docking port.
Right.
And breach.
Now who's a fool for buying all those explosives?
I think I prefer this to the torpedo thing. I don't know about you.
I mean, I personally prefer Operation Boarding Torpedo, Breaching Clear, but, you know, whatever, guys.
I just think they're going to notice when someone blows a hole inside the ship.
I mean, both plans involve blowing a hole in the side of the ship.
My plan involving, like, peaceful subterfuge, that didn't.
Yes, but we don't have a premium ship.
The other thing is that they can't provide the lightning. What was it again? The lightning show?
Like I said, if we can find a way to spoof the transponders or just get close, maybe we could even don a couple of Evo suits and literally just get close enough to go ship to ship.
To be fair, we could do that with like a flyby. If they
send, that's what if, I mean.
Yeah, if they sent out like a small squadron. And then like,
the ship would carry on going.
That'd act as a distraction. We drop in and we've all got magnetic boots now, so we could do it that way. And just base jump from the ships and then...
fire ourselves across.
So like the torpedo plan, but...
But without explosives.
Do we have any kind of jetpacks or anything like that?
Well, we don't need them as long as we've got the correct inertia.
Well, no, I mean, I'd like the option of being able to correct should we not have the right inertia rather than going spinning off into the void.
Well, that's a fair point. Do we have any fire extinguishers? We could use those.
Or possibly propane torches.
Oh, but yeah, if I had 5 propane torches, like one for each finger,
We have a lot of fire extinguishers that we can spare. Propane, not so much.
Jetpacks?
I mean,
you must have EVA rigs with small retros on them for just adjusting.
We do. Are any of you trained to use them?
Ah, left a bit, right a bit. Up, down.
I'm trained in, like, space and land vehicles, so...
I have run the simulations.
I'm good with vehicles. I can do vehicles.
Genuinely believe HUD would be fine. The rest of you, it's a crapshoot.
I have a proficiency in vehicles. Does that help?
That's all you say.
I could give everyone a crash course in like how to operate.
I just think it's going to be safer firing ourselves slowly at a giant target from a close distance than firing ourselves from a far away distance attached to a fucking kiloton of explosives.
Be attached to a kiloton of explosives. It'd be a boarding torpedo. It'd just be like the delivery system, but it'd be hollowed out.
I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't know if it's safe or not.
I just don't understand how you seem to think that doing this exact same plan, but with a fucking torpedo between our legs seems safer.
Because it sounds
You're not riding the torpedo.
It's literally the same fucking plan with less fucking strange love.
And that's where you're going wrong.
All I'm curious about is, how are you going to get a ship close enough?
With a bit of prep, I reckon I can spoof the transponders. And do you know what? If they spot us, fuck it, we'll launch the torpedoes. Backup plan.
But you'll be on it.
We'll climb on them with our cowboy hats.
No, we'll
be on a ship with our torpedo launchers. It's one or the other.
We could do it under the cover of you send a squad.
Please say no.
We could do it under the cover of day. And
say under the cover of night in space, please.
You send a squad of fighters out to do a recon of the fleet. They come a little bit closer than fleet were expecting. They drop us off. They draw out some fighters and kind of act as some cover for us as a distraction. They fly back. They haven't engaged. Doesn't count as you ordering an attack.
It's a diplomatic fracas and nothing more.
Yeah.
So you want some conclave fighters to carry you out like torpedoes?
What we want is for you to stop being such a negative Nelly.
No, I just want to fucking clarify what you're saying. Carry you out like torpedoes. Get close enough. Let you go.
What? There's no torpedoes in this plan.
If you want to be deposited from a fighter...
It's a fucking EVA mission. We're just...
I really need my voice to be able to continue after today. So basically what he's pointing out is that...
No, sorry, I don't know who's talking. I demand it in character.
No, this is entirely in your head. You're processing this.
I choose what I process.
So what he's saying is, and this is your brain talking to yourself, what he's saying is, he wants fighters to take you out to a point where you can EVA over, but at a certain point you'll still have to be traveling faster than you would be from ship to ship. Because the fighters probably can't get close enough without being fired upon.
Right, so they're going to be going at speed. We'll basically be the equivalent of human torpedoes if we go with the flyby route. And the EVA rigs won't have the power to slow us down, is what you're saying.
So there's three options, really. One is capital ship to capital ship torpedo launch, which, let's be honest, is fucking wild and dangerous.
Fucking rad.
You would probably land somewhere on the ship. Whether or not you'd land together is a different matter, and whether or not you'd land safely is a different matter entirely. The next option is fighters. The fighter option, you're more likely to land close together. It's still dangerous, but there's a little bit more accuracy involved. The third option is somehow getting a ship close enough without being shot down that you can leap. The thing is, no matter what happens, at some point you're going to have to go at a velocity that requires a little bit of danger.
I can slow us down with Esper powers.
I think you all know where my vote stands.
Yes, well.
What, does that work in a vacuum?
I feel like you could, I mean, it's John's rule, but I'm sure that you could, like, tweak the power itself just to, like, make it work.
What is the power called?
Well, slow fall.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're not really falling, you're just...
No, you're not, but, like, the principle remains the same. You're slowing inertia, that's what the power does. You're slowing velocity by controlling the inertia. The power doesn't directly affect gravity, it affects the inertia of the object.
I'm going to look.
The way I would argue it is that slow fall, because it says you can slow something that's falling, but slow fall doesn't modify gravity or anything like that. It doesn't dampen the force that's acting on it. It dampens the inertia of the object. That would be my argument.
I mean, it kind of depends on the definition of the power. So I'm not immediately disagreeing with you. I like the idea of using it in that way because I think that's, you know, sci-fi and whatnot.
Plus we could glow blue as we're flying through space.
Which would be fun.
Yeah.
It would draw attention to you, but
How many people can you target with that?
Up to 5.
Also, I don't know if you know, but Dory can fly, so...
I feel like that's not quite the same as travelling through space.
What, flying?
I don't know, Leia did it.
She did do it, yes.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
choose up to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the only issue I have with slow fall is that it says choose up to 5 falling creatures. Descent slows. Like, you're not descending, you're not falling.
Well, there's no up or down in space. Maybe we are. Like I say, like, I mean, based on what the power does, that's my argument, that you're modifying the inertia of an object with that power. You're not modifying the gravity. So
yeah, I don't think that it would really apply to this situation.
Okay.
Just because I don't think inertia is...
Your biggest mistake was telling me that now and not telling me that when I tried it, so we all just splashed against the side of the ship, which would have been much more hilarious when you decided it didn't work and we just, like, gibbed ourselves against the side of a battleship.
It just would have been a disappointing end. When I kill you, I want me to kill you. I guess
that would have been you killing us, and it would have been hilarious.
I feel like Slowfall relies specifically on gravity being at play.
I'm pretty sure fly, though, would work in space.
Let's have a look.
It's just flying, so... That doesn't rely on any form of gravity.
It's literally through the power of magic, and then, bang, you fly in, son.
Fly. You touch a willing target, gains a flying speed of 60 feet. All it says is you gain a flying speed.
That's it. Right, it's the same as 5e, really, isn't it? Like, not everything can fly.
Technically, it works. However, 60 feet per round is fuck all in space.
True, and it's up to 10 minutes.
So it is quite specific. If you look at travel speeds within the manual... A ship equipped with a star drive can increase to FTL, able to travel 5 light years in 24 hours.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, we're using inertia anyways.
Like if I cast fly at the last minute, if I'm going, like,
yeah, off that, to, I mean, 60 feet is 40 miles an hour.
Yes, but the speed of a starship is 500 million miles per hour.
I don't think we're trying to board it at full pace, are we? They're not going...
The point is, basically we're pointing out that a fighter is probably not the best delivery method.
You just wanted us to torpedo in, don't you?
I don't necessarily want you to torpedo
in. That's the only option, then, to fire ourselves with torpedoes at this ship.
A flyby or the torpedoes are better than Pax's option of fighters dropping you off. Because fighters dropping you off require the fighters to be moving very quickly, then stop, pull up.
It seems like the torpedoes is the only option.
It's not. The ship is another option. You just need to find a way of getting a ship close enough.
I've suggested trying to work on the transponder, but I don't think that's...
We also have the stealth drive on the Rose. We could use that to get within, say, just beyond visual range, and then launch from there.
Yeah, we could do that.
Who's going to look after the Rose after we launch? I mean, what...
Suggesting the transponder to Pax is a little bit like suggesting an iPad to a teenager from the 1920s. He's not very clever. That may have been one of my overstepping it metaphors.
But if we're stealth, we wouldn't have to use the transponder anyway. Unless we get rumbled.
You can shut down the transponder. And you would know this. If you can shut down the transponder and fly with a burst, and here we are getting quite similar to season one. If you can shut down the transponder, use a burst of energy to send you in the right direction, bit of astrophysics, then you could guide the Golden Rose past enough for you to leap aboard. You're not going to get lent another ship to do this.
I mean, that sounds like the best option, but it's my ship, so I don't really want to do that. You can try and convince me, but...
I mean, unless Pax has any sort of special forces ships or that could do the same?
I, like I said, cannot commit anything specifically.
When you say specifically, do you mean, and I look him in the eye, you can't give us anything, but if we take it, you won't say anything?
Roll a persuasion.
All right. 16.
His eyes go wide at the realization of what you're saying, and he says, yes? No? I'm confused. If I don't know that you're doing it, then it's fine.
Okay.
But I know you might.
This is very hard for me. I'm getting a headache.
Max, maybe it's one of those times where just once, for the last, I don't know, however long, 20 or 30 years, you could just break the rules a little bit. Because I know your history a little, no, it's just, you know, a little the time of your history. I know that you used to do that all the time, and it used to make you feel really rather good. And take it from me, because I've been doing it for nigh on 120, 30 years. Time to maybe, you know, step back into the whole renegade lifestyle again. Just maybe even for a small window, just to give us a ship that we could sail out, stealth up, fly out of and infiltrate Sao Paulo, save the fucking universe.
Roll a persuasion check again.
Not as good. It's a 12.
I mean, Pax isn't very smart, so the DC was actually 10.
If I told you a ship with a good stealth drive, named it, pointed out to you, and dismissed security, what I would need you to do is demonstrate beyond reasonable doubt that Remus Korchev is compromised, at which point any action I've taken was justifiable and I can do whatever the fuck I want with the Infinity Corps. So don't hurt Korchev.
Never. I would never do that.
If you do, I will tear you limb from limb.
That a boy, I've got chills. Is there anything you want me to pass on as a message or some kind of, I don't know, something that may bring him out of his stupor? Like a phrase that you want me to, like a message you want me to bring to him?
Tell him I'm a better pilot than him. Hit him.
Hit him.
Also tell him that I'm a better pilot than him.
Good, 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 good. So just a quick kind of question about technicalities. How do we prove that he's infiltrated and send that back to you because comms are down?
Shut down their flooding of comms.
Oh, so they're the ones that are doing that. Okay, so that's like a B mission for us.
No, no, we're both doing it, but if you stop theirs, we'll stop ours. Seems they started it.
Sounds good to me. Are we happy with this team?
Sounds like best compromise.
Sounds good.
Seems so.
I like you, Pax. I think one day you may be truly content.
You're awful.
Oh. Thank you.
The name of the ship that you want to steal. I mean, the name of the name of the ship you want. It's Knight Rider.
Badass. Seriously.
My biggest issue there is that Pax would never have fucking said that.
I don't care. I'm the DM. I can do what I like. Fuck you.